Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take your sources and, well, unpack the most interesting insights. It's your shortcut to being genuinely clued in on topics that matter.
And today we're tackling something that seems really simple on the surface. The word design. Our mission. Explore why defining it is surprisingly hard, and maybe more importantly, why that difficulty actually has, you know, real consequences.
Right. We're diving into a source you shared, Part 1, What is Design? By Jan Jervis. It really sets up the core problem quite well.
Exactly. It's a word we all use, but maybe don't all agree on. A bit misunderstood, perhaps.
Okay, let's get into it then. Let's unpack this design dilemma based on what Jan Jervis shares in this piece. So the main issue Jan Jervis brings up right away is something I think we can all kind of relate to. You ask, say, 10 people what design means.
And you're going to get 10 different answers.
Yeah.
Or questions back, like, what type of design are you talking about?
Or people saying, oh, I'm not creative. You know, like, design is only for artists. Or they just jump straight to graphic design.
Mm-hmm. And Jan Jervis points out this confusion. It seems to be getting even more tangled now. We've got newer fields like UX design, user experience, and UI design, user interface.
Right, adding more specific labels.
Which just adds more layers of possible meaning to the word itself. It kind of complicates things further.
What really struck me reading about Jan Jervis's own background in the article is how useful that core design and digital knowledge turned out to be across totally different roles, too.
Yeah, from fashion all the way to a PhD. Jervis says that understanding acted like a foundation, like reference points for figuring out new tech in different jobs.
That feels like a really key takeaway from Part 1, What is Design? Mm. Understanding design isn't just for official designers. Jervis really stresses this point.
Absolutely. Having that basic grasp of design principles plus some digital literacy, it creates this really valuable transferable skill. It empowers people who aren't designers in whatever role they're in. It's like a fundamental literacy.
Yeah. And yet, Jervis notes this sort of frustrating thing over, what, 40 years? The mixed reactions, the confusion around the word design, it hasn't really budged much.
Nope. People still kind of stumble over it.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads to the question Jervis puts right out there to you, the listener.
Yeah.
Could you, right now, give someone a clear explanation of what design means? It kind of makes you pause, right? If you really boil it down, the core idea Jan Jervis presents in Part 1, what is design? Is that design, at its heart, is about intentionally shaping the world.
Yeah.
You know, solving problems, trying to create a better future.
Whether that's making a physical thing or a digital service or an experience.
Exactly. It's something we all sort of do, often without even calling it design.
Okay, but here's the kicker. According to Jervis's piece, there is actually no single definition of design that everyone agrees on. Not governments, not universities, not businesses, not the general public.
Zero. Which is pretty wild for such a common word. It means there's no shared baseline, no universally understood meaning.
And this isn't just like an academic problem. Jervis points out some pretty serious consequences.
Oh, yeah. Design gets undervalued because it's misunderstood. Communication between different departments or teams can become, well, Jervis calls it a nightmare.
I can see that if everyone has a different idea of what designing the project involves.
Exactly. Projects get sidetracked, maybe even fail completely. It costs time, it costs money, creates all sorts of friction.
Mm-hmm.
Jervis is very clear on this.
The analogy used in Part 1, What is Design, really nails this. You hear engineer and, okay, you picture bridges or circuit boards or rockets maybe.
Right. Architect, you think blueprints, buildings, planning spaces, pretty clear images.
But designer. Jervis points out most people pause. They ask, what kind? Graphic designer. Fashion UX service.
Mm-hmm. And that hesitation, that need for clarification, it tells you something. Jervis notes that we easily get the value of engineering or architecture as professions.
Yeah, they seem solid established.
But design itself, as a whole concept, it rarely gets that same kind of clear professional endorsement or unified understanding. It's like the meaning is scattered.
So the big question Jan Jervis poses in the article is, well, does it actually matter if we don't agree on what design means? Should we care?
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
And the central issue Jervis identifies isn't just that we have different definitions. It's that we all carry our own assumptions about what design is,
mm-hmm.
especially when we go into work, into collaborative projects.
Hmm.
And the problem is we just can assume everyone else sees it the same way we do.
Oh, right. The unspoken assumptions. There's a great little story in the piece that illustrates this perfectly. Jervis mentions a business owner.
Yeah. Who initially was like, design? Nothing to do with me. Totally dismissed it.
But then
later, describing their own work process, gathering info, putting together proposals for clients, This same owner actually used the word design. They said something like, I gather the info and design packages for my clients.
Ah, that's brilliant. It shows how we use the concept intentional shaping, problem solving, even if we consciously reject the label or only associate it with, say, making things look pretty.
Exactly. It's happening unconsciously. Mm. And Jervis also points out that working globally now just adds another layer of confusion. Different cultures might value or interpret design differently, too.
So trying to find the definition doesn't really work. Jervis mentions looking it up. Dictionary says it's a verb and a noun. Okay, helpful.
Right. And a quick Google search for what is design apparently just throws up this huge, diverse, kind of overwhelming range of answers. Mm. You're left just picking one that resonates. Jervis admits even they found it all a bit much.
Which leads to Jervis's main advice here. Just step back. Think about your own assumptions about design. What pops into your head? What do you think other people mean?
And Jervis makes the point that this act of self-reflection, just examining your assumptions, that itself is a really important transferable skill. Now, the article, Part 1, What is Design? It also touches on a practical business challenge. A lot of leaders, Jervis says, find design kind of fuzzy. They're not sure what it really involves or how to measure the results, the ROI.
Yeah, which makes it easier to just sideline it, maybe, not prioritize it.
Could be. It reminds me of that historical example Jervis gives from their early days in fashion.
Oh, yeah, where the accounts department sometimes had the final say on design.
Exactly. It just shows how design's place and perceived value within organizations has often been, let's say, complicated.
So if getting one perfect definition is basically off the table, how do we make sure we're on the same page when we need to work together on something involving design? Jervis sets up this practical question really nicely.
And this leads into the author's own research and the tools they've developed, which are mentioned in the article.
Okay, what are they?
Well, Jervis introduces two things. First is the Handbook for Non-Designers, 65 plus essential concepts. The idea here, as Jervis describes it, is to build a basic foundation in design and digital literacy.
In plain English, right. No jargon.
Exactly. Explaining key terms, what they are, why they matter, how they affect your work. And this first part of the handbook is specifically focused on design concepts.
Okay, that sounds useful. And the second tool?
That's called the AAVA framework, Your Simple Guide to Shared Meaning. This came out of Jervis's PhD research. It's presented as a straightforward, four-step process to help people actually build shared understanding in, well, pretty much any conversation where words might mean different things to different people.
AAVA. Okay, let's break that down. What are the steps Jervis outlines?
Right. So the first A is accept. Basically, just acknowledge right at the start that, yeah, people interpret common words differently, and we often forget that.
Makes sense. Start by admitting there might be a difference.
Then the second A is for assumptions. Just consciously remember that everyone, including you, has assumptions playing in the background when you're trying to agree on meaning.
Got it. Be aware of the baggage we all bring.
Next up is V for vocabulary. This is crucial. You need to actually check what specific terms mean to the particular people you're talking to, right then and there. Don't just assume your definition is their definition.
Okay, so actively clarify the words being used in this group.
Precisely. And finally, the last A is acknowledge. Once you've talked it through, you need to clearly identify and maybe even write down the shared meaning you've all agreed on for this specific situation or project. Lock it in so everyone's aligned.
So AAVA isn't trying to force one definition on everyone forever.
No, not at all. Jervis is clear about that. It's more like a practical toolkit, a way to cut through the potential confusion and make sure that for this discussion or this piece of work, everyone knows what's meant by design or whatever term is causing fuzziness. It's about achieving alignment for that specific context. So if we pull it all together from Jan Jervis's Part 1, what is design? What have we seen? Well, first, just how surprisingly tricky it is to define design.
Yeah, that lack of a single globally accepted definition is pretty striking.
Definitely. And the fact that this isn't just trivial, it causes real problems. Miscommunication, projects going off track, wasted time and money. Jervis lays out those consequences.
But it's not hopeless. We talked about those practical steps Jervis suggests, like really thinking about your own assumptions about design.
Right. And using tools, maybe like that AAVA framework Jervis developed, to actively build shared understanding when you need it.
Yeah, and Jervis does mention that part two of this piece will give concrete examples of design shaping the world, which sounds interesting, something to look out for.
For sure. But for now, maybe the best way to wrap up thinking about everything in part one, what is design, mm-hmm. is with that final provocative question Jervis leaves hanging.
Yeah. Yes.
What is design to you? After hearing all this, let me take a second. What are your assumptions? What's your definition now?